Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Gentlemen, just another great day here in central Pennsylvania and Dallas, Texas. Thank you for listening to the program today, and you are listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Addisk. And once again, today is Monday, February 17th, 2014. And once again, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Markets were closed today. What? What did you say, Al?
I didn't say anything.
Well, you're talking to yourself. Anyway,
no, I was talking. No, you have to say no to the voices, Melody.
No.
I've said that a bunch of times. You have to say no to the voices.
No. But anyway, markets were closed today.
Actually, they were open today, partly. They've closed.
The stocks and the bond markets were closed today. You had a short day in trading for gold. And then in that short period of trading, we had gold up 10 at 1330. You have silver up 33 cents today at 21.94, along with platinum up 2 at 1435. And palladium was up 4 at $745. Not sure if the dollar traded today. Oil didn't, but we're showing 80.14. 80.14 for the USDX. And again, markets were closed for the president's holiday. Banks, post offices, and everything else was closed today. So I hope we have lots of listeners out there. Weather took a little bit of a breather here today. I'm not sure where you're at. I've heard Dallas has been getting pretty chilly temperatures.
It's pretty nice now. We were cold earlier this week, but we're going to have some spring-like temperatures supposedly during this week. I don't know how long that's going to last, but...
All righty. We do have a guest. We're going to talk a little bit more, but I guess we have her on the line a little bit earlier than I thought we would, but that's okay, Al, unless you wanted to.
No, the only thing I wanted to say is.
What?
I got to find this now. Where is this? I had a joke that someone sent me about the day and the rest of that sort of thing. And here we go. Scroll up here to find the joke. President's Day. Here's the joke. I was eating breakfast with my 10-year-old granddaughter and asked her, what day is today? Without skipping a beat, she said, it's President's Day. She's smart, so I asked her, what does President's Day mean? I was waiting for something about Obama, Bush, or Clinton. She replied, President's Day is when the president steps out of the White House, and if he sees his shadow, we have three more years of BS. So, today's President's Day.
And it's sunny where I'm at, so there's...
Yeah, so we can look forward to three more years of the same infuriating crapola that we've had for the past 5 years.
Well, we were going to talk first 20 minutes. We were going to finish up the discussion on the mining shares and the mistakes people make when they buy shares. And we'll just have to postpone that until Tuesday. And our markets will be going full blast tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see what gold will do tomorrow. So it was a nice day for gold. And we do have Lori Roth joining us once again today. And we appreciate her joining us today. She's a radio host. She's broadcast worldwide, or at least here in the States. And she's been a very busy person. She hosted as an MC at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. And she's hosted successful talk shows on radio stations from Boston all the way to LA. And she brings a lot of great information. And we appreciate her being here this afternoon. Good afternoon, Lori.
Hi, Melody. Thanks for having me on. It's great to have time together again and on this President's Day. You know, I wish we had a president, a real president, to honor on President's Day.
Yeah, it would be nice. It's something we can look forward to in the future. It might happen again. What can I say? Maybe yes, maybe no.
Yeah, I was talking to my husband. I just can't find too much of anything to honor him with. I mean, when you look at his legacy and the amount of lies and executive orders and unconstitutional bills and behavior, it's so many things. It's just obviously he has an agenda to destroy America. Do you think that's too strong?
No, I don't think that's too strong at all. And the unfortunate truth about it is if it was only his agenda, I wouldn't be particularly concerned. But he couldn't get into this position without the complicity of both.
Yeah, that's the sad part, is who are our allies?
Both the leadership of the Democrat Party and the leadership of the Republican Party.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. When you look at the amount of people who didn't vote and the GOP, I was driving around this morning and Rush Limbaugh was talking about their likely pick, the Dems likely picking Hillary. But then there's kind of an internal strife thing going on because she might be old blood. She might be 70. And is she too old? And haven't we already had her one time try this and that? But we owe her. And he's thinking that there might be some younger people trying to put their heads forward. So, you know, but Hillary seems to want to run, and the Dems, I mean, and but his point was the GOP is saying, don't put down Hillary. Don't put down the Clintons. And, you know, I go to myself, why? And he's thinking that because it might be the first female president. And see, people don't want to do anything because it's the first black president, but we don't dare go after Hillary because that would alienate women. I mean, are we all on drugs or something, you guys?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family. Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku-band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Well, I'm Alfred Addisk, and I think I'm here on Financial Survival with Melody Cederstrom. We are, 15 minutes into the program, and for whatever reason, we can speculate, we can point the fingers of blame now, or maybe later, I don't know. We'll get around to it, though. We'll point fingers of blame in a little while. In the meantime, we can begin the program for at least the second time today. And our guest is Lori Roth, and she's been introduced earlier on the program. She may have even been filling in while broken down. Lori, are you there?
I am back. I'm here. I am here. I hope you're there.
Yeah, we're there. And you're there. And
happens.
Yeah, I guess so. Stuff happens. We're talking about President's Day. We're talking when we broke off, and I don't know if you continued speaking after we got. Frank apparently didn't like what I was saying, so he just turned us off.
Well, our
producer's like that sometimes. He thinks if I get too politically incorrect, he'll just disconnect the line in the name of political correctness. I'm actually joking about that, Lori. You don't have to worry about being politically correct on this program. You probably know that. But in any case, we are being betrayed by both political parties. I know that your affiliation has been with the Republican Party. I ran as a Republican. I mean, on one occasion back, 1990, I ran in a Republican primary one time. I voted Republican throughout most of my life up until that point. Since then, I've gone into third parties and whatever, but your fundamental affiliation is with the Republican Party, at least with conservatives. What do you think can be done?
Conservatives, I tend to vote more than not with the GOP, but I'm very, very disappointed, and I don't trust them hardly at all because of the establishment that's taken hold. And the Tea Party has tried to stand up, and they still are. We'll see what happens in the 2014 elections. But, you know, today when I was listening on the radio, I was hearing that the GOP is saying, oh, walk carefully around Hillary if she's a nominee because we don't want to offend the women. You know what? It's time the GOP shut up and start offending some people.
I understand.
And get some real principles out there like Ronald Reagan and lead. Who cares? I'm sorry. You can't sit there and go to endless therapy people and endless lawyer people before you even open your dadgum mouth and have an opinion.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you. The thing that disturbed me more than anything is when Obama ran for election in the first instance, evidence was discovered by Hillary's, by an attorney closely associated with Hillary, that Obama wasn't eligible, that he probably wasn't born in this country. Even Hillary, as much as she wanted to be president, did not disclose that evidence. None of the political action committees that were associated with her but might be independent, able to act independently, none that I'm aware of in the Democrat Party stood up and said, look, the guy's not eligible to be president. Okay, they got past the Democrats. I might be able to understand that. But then we come up with McCain and Palin, and they didn't say anything, and none of the Republican PACs said anything. Both parties, this was inconceivable to me, except from the perspective that there is some force that is superior to both the leadership of the Republican Party and the leadership of the Democrat Party that's pulling both their strings. They are working in concert, and Obama was their choice, and so the rest of them just put up a half, I don't know, a mediocre campaign.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I remember looking at the debates with McCain and Palin, and I was very unhappy when McCain was the one chosen, but I was a little more encouraged when he chose Palin, because she seemed spunky and like she'd say like it is. But then you could see them even dumbing her down and pulling her back in the debates and interviews as they unfolded, where she could only be three-fourths of who she was. And McCain was too nicey-nice on the debates, and he's always been Mr. 50-yard line, and I couldn't agree with you more. Palin and McCain could have easily won if they would have stick to their principles and who they are. And the problem was McCain did stick to who he was, and he's 50-yard line. And if we had had someone that would have, like you said, call it what it was, the fact that he's a usurper and not even eligible to be president, you would think that that would be something to bring up, but they didn't.
Yes. And it's not just, all right, maybe McCain doesn't say anything, maybe Palin doesn't say anything, but they claim that the political action committees are not under their control, and it is somehow astonishing to me that there wasn't even a rogue political action committee who came out and said, look, the man's not eligible to be president. Nobody brought it up. It was just astonishing and frightening to suppose that there are forces at work that are so powerful that they reach out that extensively into both political parties. And it tells us both political parties, people talk about the Republicrats and the Demopublicans and so on, the two parties are two sides of the same coin. That was, if you're ever going to see evidence of that, the election of Obama is certainly, to me, that's certainly evidence. How did we get a man in the White House who's not even born in this country? Or if he is, can't produce evidence of that birth? I mean, how hard is it? If someone wants to deny that I'm born in this country, I can guarantee you it'll take me about 4 minutes to produce a birth certificate.
We're going to go ahead and take the break in our normal time because we got advertisers, and we'll get those questions answered. And
how come the program never breaks down for the commercials? That's what I want to know, Melody. Huh? Answer me that. I think the same people are running the commercials who are running the Obama campaign.
Think so?
Maybe so.
The aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family. American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, and our guest is Lori Roth, who is very knowledgeable about politics. You've been involved, even ran as an independent candidate for the presidency, 1990, was it 92 or 90, or excuse
no,
me,
it was,
2000?
2012 I ran.
Yeah, 2012, excuse me. I can get a senior citizen. I can't be held accountable for any mathematical statements I make. You understand? I can still do English with some ability, but mathematics, I make people who studied new math, I make them look intelligent. So,
heck, I'm really house trained, so there.
You have background in this, and you have knowledge. You have knowledge about what's facing our country from a political perspective, more so than the vast majority of Americans. So what do you think the fundamental problem is, if there's a way of identifying a fundamental problem, and what might be the fundamental solution?
Well, I'll give you an outside-the-box theory, and it's because I've been working, and I've talked with Melody about this. I've been working for the last several months talking with family members, interviewing former victims, and reading and studying the Church of Wells, a cult in Wells, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I've published 6 articles now, and I'm about ready to put out the 7th after some more interviews. And they've been under the... But that's a whole other thing to talk about the Church of Wells and their...
But maybe it's not. Maybe it's not a whole other thing, because it does get into the spiritual foundation of this country. It touches on that, and is that a fundamental, is there a fundamental cause for concern?
What I was going to say that's kind of outside the box is I studied what makes a cult and what is typical with cults, and I read through all these articles and experts. There's 5,000 active cults in America right now, and many of those are non-Christian, but a lot of them are pseudo-Christian cults. And I feel as though under the Obama regime, America has been seduced just like a Jim Jones type or Church of Wells type cult, because there's at least five or six main things that are common with most all cults, especially pseudo-Christian. And the first one is that all pseudo-Christian cults and Church of Wells and America deny the biblically laid out salvation plan. They reinvent it, they redo it, and now it's like Unitarian, it's all paths to God are the same. And so we've seen Obama reinvent our Christian heritage and our Judeo-Christian background and turn it into something it's not, and instead say we're one of the largest Muslim nations in the world, blah, blah, blah. So he's just treating us like a cult, and he's redefined the salvation message. And number two, just like any of these cults, a pseudo-Christian cult in America now rallies around one or more passionate and controlling leaders who identify themselves as above all others. Hello? Is that not Obama, our cult leader?
I understand, and he writes his own laws, and these cult leaders will write their own laws. That would be my speculation. Is that,
yeah,
does that similarity
and,
exist?
Another thing about cults is that all pseudo-Christian cults, and now America, they call their members out to separateness. Don't get along. No, be separate. Everything else is idols, your family, your career, everything. And Obama has, and Holder has continued to poke the finger in people's eyes and race wars and have justice for look the other way on the, you know, several people, the Black Panthers, there's so many people we're told to look the other way on because of being united, but being separate. So that's very cult-like. Another thing that I think it makes America like a cult victim is that cults typically sexually abuse and mistreat women. And we see games and all kinds of lies regarding women in Obama, just like the race card, the female card. He kisses up to them all the time. And, you know, I just feel like that is a form of national abuse to women, trying to pretend like we all want to be pro-choice or it's really an assault on our rights, really. I think most real women want to be pro-life and protect an infant. I think most of us real women want to stay married to the same guy and not be a slut and sleep around. I think most real women aren't anything like what Obama describes. You know, another sign that we're a victim of a cult with this Obama administration, you guys, is that they pursue those with real intelligence who come from good backgrounds and do have a history of, they don't have a history of mental illness. And so, we may have looked at ourselves in the last few elections going, wait a second, over half the people voted for this guy twice? What?
I don't know.
They weren't all mentally ill. They weren't all retarded. What? There were college people, people from churches, people who knew better, but that's what cults go for. They go for the person that is well-educated and pretty smart. Another sign of a cult, that we're in a cult grip of death, is they break down the personality, the real core personality of their member. And then they build them back up once they've been completely flattened and leveled and discouraged. Then they build them back up with a cult personality. That is exactly what Obama has been doing to America. Beat us down, increase tax, the NDAA bill, Obamacare that doesn't work, and yet threat to fines, threat to do this or do that. He has abused America and lied to America again and again and again. And then his goal, once we're beat down and we've lost our freedom, our reputation, our economy, everything, then he will build us back up as his little surfer beings, the little widgets that go into the cattle chutes and do what he says. That is how I view this in relationship to the cult that I'm trying to expose. I was thinking just today, America is a victim of a cult leader, and he's in the White House.
I think that's an intriguing analysis, an intriguing hypothesis to compare what's happening in small cults, churches, to the same sort of mental conditioning that may be going on at a national level in this country. One of the points you raised was that these cults, including the Church of Wells, you argue that they pursue those with real intelligence who come from good backgrounds, don't have a history of mental illness. They are... You are claiming that the cults are effective. at recruiting people, not the weirdos per se, but people that you would expect to do well in this society. Now,
yes,
how do you explain that? How,
family members and parents I've talked with in this Church of Well things, and the people that have been recruited are naive but well-meaning Christians. They go to Christian campuses, Christian concerts, and they look for the people that want to be searchers. They want to grow in the Lord, but they don't know the Scripture. They don't have maturity. And so all of a sudden you get these charismatic guys who call themselves elders, like in the Church of Wells, they call themselves elders, and they have special anointing. They hear from Jesus, you know, more than the normal people do. So they don't get it in time, but they have just redefined how salvation goes. And one of the Church of Wells pastors in that town, a Methodist pastor, I interviewed him for a whole hour, and he said he was just curious as a new pastor in town with his family. He'd only been there a year and a half. He heard of Church of Wells members. He wanted to know how they define salvation. And he said, do you believe in John 3:16? And they said, no, we don't believe in John 3:16, 17, or 18. And I wrote a whole article on that alone, and I thought to myself, the one scripture you learn in any denomination from kindergarten on up, John 3:16, and the Church of Wells elders don't acknowledge that. The reason they don't is because they want to control and use salvation as a carrot that they put forward, that they invent, and several victims who've left said they would tell them when they were saved, after days and days of no food and water, after being locked in prayer closets. And they hold salvation out as a carrot. But see, that's what Obama does. He holds out everything as the lying carrot with hopes that he can manipulate people his way. And it's like, man, are we going to wake up and realize it's nothing but a lie?
Well, let's start with John 3:16, 17, and 18 and read it just to remind folks. And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. What it's coming down to is this. If you and I believe in God, if you and I believe in Jesus, we should be saved. That belief does not depend on some external leader to tell us what to do. That faith, you know, if I have faith in Jesus, I am to be saved. If I don't have faith in Jesus, if I don't accept this principle that we find in John 3:16 through 3:18, then how am I going to be saved? And the answer may be that I have to find a leader, an earthly leader, who is going to somehow guide me. Do you see what I'm saying, Lori? And if so, does it make any sense to you?
100% makes sense. But that's why I say the people that get suckered into this thing and that follow Obama are naive about freedom. They're naive about Christianity. And they don't know the word. Because as you said, with John 3:16, 17, 18, Jesus did the work for our sin. He took our sin on himself on the cross. He did the work. We don't have to live in fear and terror that we're saved. When we have repented and accepted him as our Savior, we are saved because of what he did. Not because of one idiot cult member says, oh, you're almost saved. Oh, you have to be really holy. Oh, you have to be perfect. No, you don't. That's a lie from the pit.
You can't be perfect. You know, there's a verse in the Bible where someone is speaking to the Christ, and he says, and he calls him good, and the Christ responds, and he said, why do you call me good? None are good but God. All right, none is good but God, excuse me. The point being, the implication being, why would you call anyone perfect? None is perfect but God. All right, the idea that any one of us is perfect is ludicrous. If I were perfect, then I'm either God or I'm a contender. All right? We're not. So it's another one of these. We have to wonder. You mentioned that there were perhaps 5,000 cults in this country today.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those, is that a huge number as compared to, say, the number that was there 10 years ago or 50 years ago?
I don't know, but I know it's been increasing.
Yeah.
And they're not all pseudo-Christian cults. Some of them are non-Christian cults. But, I mean, there's cults that people recognize, like Scientology and some of these that are big, fancy money, heavy money churches that appeal to Hollywood and things. So there's a lot of churchy church type cults, but then there's some we've never heard of, and a lot of people have never even heard of Church of Wells. They've been around for 2 or 3 years. They were in Arlington, Texas, and they were kicked out of there, so they went to the small town of Wells, and now they're trying to take over that little town, and the people that live there are horrified as they do street preaching and tell everyone they're going to hell and pray down fire and death. If people are against them, they pray down that God will kill them right there. See, so they think they're above everybody, just like a cult leader. But I really am not kidding when I say that America is the victim of a cult mentality. We have a cult leader in the White House that thinks he's absolutely above everybody. He has a special line to the, you know, God, apparently. He thinks he is God. In fact, I think he thinks he's the fourth person of the Trinity. And he thinks he's God. And therefore, he is to get his way. And didn't he just say recently that he can do anything he wants to?
Yeah, he thinks so. Hey, with the, you know, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with Obama. That's where it apparent, whatever Obama's word is, that's what we're apparently all going to be obligated to obey here in the near future. You know, that's another one, another example of how the two parties are complicit in the problem we have with Obama. I've seen a list of the number of executive orders that were signed by previous presidents, and up until Clinton signed a few, up until then, most presidents had only signed one, two, maybe three. I believe Clinton went up into something like 60. George Bush came in with several hundred, and then Obama, I don't recall the number clearly right now, but I think he's over 900 executive orders as of now. Now, I may have that wrong, but several hundred for sure, and he's leading the pack compared to anything that's happened in the past. Insofar as the man is writing law, he is legislating, which is supposed to be a power that's reserved exclusively for the legislative branch of government. He's only supposed to execute the law. He's not supposed to legislate. What has happened here where it's not, where even the Republicans don't care about this? Nobody complains. I'm Alfred Addisk, and we'll talk about who's responsible, who cares, and what does it all mean when we return in a moment to Financial Survival.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk, back with Melody Cederstrom and Lori Roth on Financial Survival, and we're talking about comparison between cults and how, and some of the psychological principles that appear to be common among cults, and how those same psychological principles, we begin to see evidence of them at the national level with the Obama administration. And what I'm curious about is if the number of cults is growing, and if we see the same kind of psychological manipulation being used at the White House as we see in, at least to some degree, compared to what we see in some of these cults, does this signal that the American people have lost their sense of values? A sense of values that might have just stood up for them and just said, no, I'm not going to believe that crap. I know better than that. I learned better than that when I was a little kid. We haven't learned values, or have we? Lori, do you think we're in a value void right now, and we're looking for someone, anyone? Will someone tell me what to do? Will someone please lead me? Is that what we're looking for?
Yes, and I think that's what makes us sitting ducks is we haven't gone deep. We don't know what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence really says. We don't know what the Holy Bible really says, other than maybe what our mom taught us or our Sunday school teacher 20 years ago when we used to go to church. We don't have a real grounding in what's going on and how freedom is defined. So when someone comes along who's an anti-capitalist, who's a globalist, who's really more like a communist runs, and that we get suckered into, okay, the GOP too, and in media, we can't take on the first black president. We're stuck on stupid in that area. All we see is color.
Yeah, I understand that. And if you criticize, everybody's scared to death. Somebody's going to say I'm a racist if you criticize. And people use that to essentially get away with murder. They know that the majority of the people in this country right now are so gun-shy of being called racists that they won't stand up and say what needs to be said about someone who happens to be black, or at least half black.
Well, that's the thing is he's gotten away with just about destroying America and our reputation and our economy and everything, because he's been working the black card, just like Saul Alinsky would have reflected him to do that, or Cloward and Piven, create chaos, create false flag events, create all kinds of things, that he then comes in as Father Christmas and gives us more money, increases the minimum wage. So he's like, wonderful, increases minimum wage again and again. And makes big business and corporations the bad guy. They're the evil ones that are just greedy, when they're the ones he's been destroying along with, small, medium, and large business for some time. And, the banking system. I mean, there's been several times the last 6 years when I just felt like we were going to turn into a Cyprus and they were going to start pulling taxes right out of the bank accounts, and they're still talking about those kind of controls.
I don't doubt that it'll happen.
Yeah,
for me, I'm just waiting. It's just a question of time.
It is critical right now to put away some gold and silver in a safe in your house or somewhere. Buy a safe and put silver or gold or whatever you can afford in case you suddenly find that the dollar is worthless. You need something to buy and sell and do trading with, and you need emergency food and supplies. You don't want to live in abject fear. But by golly, if we need to make plans, because I don't know where things are going to go with this president. some people are speculating he'll try to stay in after 2016. Do you think he will?
I think that would be going too far. If he can pull that off, you know, then we've got to assume that it's certainly we're in the midst of a shooting revolution. If there's anybody left in this country that has both intelligence and some sort of courage, we've got to be in a shooting revolution if Obama tries to hang on beyond the end of his term, which ends in January 2017, actually. But you know, if he's beyond the 2016 election, essentially.
Yeah.
It's inconceivable, but I've seen inconceivable things for several years now. How did we get a man elected into the White House and we don't even know where he's from? I mean, once you can do that, tell me what we can't do. The whole thing has become, and this is the sort of thing where I wonder. We have people who are susceptible to joining cults.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that from this perspective. The world is so bizarre that it's got to be frightening to younger people in particular, even if they have enough intelligence to perhaps understand that strange things are happening, but they don't have an answer and they become desperate. Will someone show me some kind of an answer, even if it's not true? Give me something I can believe in. And some of these cults are managing to fill that void. What I'm trying to get to, it's not merely a matter of youngsters, young people, who have not assimilated proper values in the sense we had values in 1900. We're living in a world that is so complex and moving so fast and changing so fast. And as soon as you get the iPhone 3, 6 months later, the iPhone 4 is out. And you got to have it. And then you got to have the iPhone 5. And God knows how long this is going to go on. But there's a sense of insecurity that's built into a society that's moving as fast, changing as quickly as ours is. And it has to make people anxious. It has to make them insecure. And that, to my mind, makes them vulnerable to the kinds of psychological influences you're talking about that seem to be common denominators in the cults.
Yep, and I think that we have long been suckers for the charismatic cult-type personality like a Bill Clinton, like Obama, people who are really charming and have the words and the soundbite theater down and play the cards. They do get away with lies. They do get away with distortion. And people who only know half-truths and don't really understand real history and real Christianity, they are pulled in and seduced.
You know, when I was a boy, I can remember people complained about Republican conventions and Democrat conventions where they nominated a candidate for president. They went in and they did their wrangling and the decisions were made behind closed doors and smoke-filled rooms, and people complained that we have to get the average American more involved in the selection of presidents. But one thing about it is when they selected someone in the smoke-filled room, he didn't necessarily have to be an attractive candidate, but he was a competent candidate. All right? He might not even be a likable candidate, but he was competent. These people who made the selection said, this guy's tough enough to do the job. We went from selecting candidates at those conventions and those smoke-filled rooms, we went from that and moved into these primaries held prior to the election in each one of the states, which become a kind of beauty contest where our candidates win. Not because of their real integrity or their real value. They win because they look like they've been sent from central casting. They've become Hollywood celebrities more so than politicians. And so we're electing people based on, you know, how pretty are they? And that's not entirely true, but I'm curious if you think it's a significant problem.
Well, I do think it is. I think that we have conditioned ourselves, or the left has conditioned us, into thinking that surface things are really deep things, and they're not. They're surface things. We want the person that looks good, that sounds good, that entertains us. They may not have any integrity. They may not have the character to lead or even know what they're talking about, but they look good. See, that is the cult mentality right there. That's why America is tilting more than the Leaning Tower of Pisa right now.
I understand. So what can we... Go ahead, Melody.
Howard Dean came out and he said, us Democrats, we figured out how to get elected. And you're right. It's how you look, what you say. You say what people want to hear. You lie. Democrats found out how to become elected, and they're doing a fine job of it. They're not doing a fine job once they get in the position, but they're certainly getting elected. And
it's a matter of style over substance. That's the problem we're dealing with right now.
And the conditioning of the people have been going on for a very long time from both parties. And, you know, you talk about psychological warfare, and but it's been going on a long time. We've been conditioned. And that's why, you know, so few people really see through the truth. So to some degree, most of the people of this country, one way or another, or you could say, are tied to some sort of a cult.
Well, to some extent, that's probably true. One of the questions I'm curious about, Lori, do you think that we should try to save this country by working to get the right man elected president? Or should we work to get the right people elected at our city and county governments and then work up to the state and finally go for the presidency, Congress and the Senate and on up to the presidency? Should we start at the top or should we focus our efforts locally?
Well, I think we need to focus our efforts even more than locally and start in our hearts. Each individual get right with the Lord and their families and their work and their county. And if there's nobody conservative running, then they need to run and clean it up from the local level to the city to the county. Yes, and we need to get conservatives everywhere who have these concerns to do more than talk or have coffee clutches or prayer meetings about it. You know what? That's nice. That's nice that everyone's praying or has a feeling about it, but we need to do something. We need conservatives that aren't just out for an ego or attention blast to run, and I think that has to be local, city, county, state, and then we will, with that kind of mindset, we will fortify the House and take back the Senate. I think in 2014 we're going to get a chance to take back the Senate because of the egregious failure and pain of by liberals and conservatives of Obamacare, but that doesn't mean the GOP is going to learn anything, and it depends on if the Tea Party punch is going to be there and the conservatives are going to get elected or the establishment. If the real conservatives get elected, some more to the House and some to the Senate, then I think we could see some recovery planned, but then that's going to mean the other big branch of government's going to have to get off the tush, America. We're going to have to breathe down their neck because we can't trust the GOP or the Democrats. And if the GOP takes back the Senate, that is just the beginning. That's not the victory. That's the beginning. We're going to have to surround the ring and breathe down their neck so close that they smell our bad breath. We all should bring breath mints. But, you know, I'll tell you what. We
and
have to
sell
be
them.
Close.
And sell them at a high price. We promise to take them if they pay us a lot of money. I'm joking.
Right.
I'm joking. It shouldn't be about money. And that's the big problem. We have a system of political campaign contributions that have allowed our congressmen and senators to be whores. They are for sale to the highest bidders. And it's no longer a question of do we have a Republican philosophy or a Democrat philosophy. We have the philosophy is get as much money as you can. And that's why we are vulnerable on this. Both sides are corrupted by our political campaign contribution laws. We only have about 2.5 minutes left, but I believe Jim is from Pennsylvania is still on the line. And if he is, Jim, you wanted to make a comment, so you're going to have to be quick.
Yeah, am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
You are.
Hello?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, there's two things. Actually, today is Washington's birthday. That's the federal observance. President's Day is just a euphemism. that just gained popular acceptance.
Okay.
And then and number two is there's only one party in this country. It's the Masonic Party, and they control the Republicans and the Democrats. In the book 10,000 Famous Freemasons, you'll see just about every president, congressman, governor, admiral, brigadier general, they're Freemasons, and their philosophy is ordo ab chaos, order out of chaos. And that gives you your campaign contribution scams and every other scam.
Well, we certainly have chaos at this time.
We only have one party. It's the Masonic Party. They control the Republicans and the Democrats. The Republican Party was started in 1855 by Freemasons, who used to be part of the Masonic Party, but that got kicked out because the United States citizens rebelled against the Masonic Party in the 1830s and 40s.
All right, Jim, we have to thank you for your call because we are out of time. Lori, you want to give us a fast contact where they can look for you?
You can find out more about me and listen to me on my show at therobshow.com, therobshow.com, and join me.
All right, Lori, thanks very much for being on
the
program.
Thank
you, Lori. I enjoyed talking to you with you about this and look forward to doing it again. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. We'll be back tomorrow in the meantime. May the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, Lori, and Frank, the producer. Bye-bye.
Be a thing.